So this one goes out to anybody out there that has a dream. Maybe you're a poet or musician or artist or whatever. Anybody with a dream that has to work a line-level job with a boss that you fucking hate for year after year after year. I was visited by angels. They rested their head on my shoulder. They said, "You will have many bosses in this life, and you will want to murder them, but don't." It had come to this. I was looking at 40. I was living in Texas. I was delivering pizzas. The manager was 19 years old. He was new, and he didn't know the rules. Rule number one, I know how to do my job. Leave me alone. Rule number two, I know how to do my fucking job. Leave me the fuck alone. I had a friend that worked there, a Texas native, same age as me. He was going through it. He worked had a job working for the state, doing environmental law violation, righteous work, busting big corporations. He was going through a divorce, so he was supplementing his income by working at the pizza shop. He couldn't understand why the boss got under my skin. The boss's name was Chris. He had red hair and a lot of pimples. You know the expression, beat him like a redheaded stepson? They wrote it for him. He liked to imitate Ice Cube and say stuff like biatch and diac. It sounded really stupid coming out of his mouth. When you weren't delivering pizzas, you had to do work around the store, folding boxes, bussing tables, sweeping floors. Chris was reading about me a little bit in the local press, so he got a big kick out of trying to order me around, especially if there was a pretty girl at the register. One day, I was cleaning dough trays. A chimp could clean dough trays. Not a genius chimp. Not an astronaut chimp. A fucking retard chimp. Chris came up behind me and he stared. He said, "The dough trays weren't clean yesterday. Make sure you get the corners." My brain went hot and fuzzy like a burrito that's been left in the microwave for an hour. I find that certain members of the audience respond to that line more than others. That's because they did it one time or currently do smoke a shitload of pot. And they're going to go home tonight and they're going to put a burrito in the microwave and they think they're going to press 60 seconds, but the reality is they're going to press 60 minutes and they're going to forget. About a half an hour later, they're going to smell something burning, at which point think of me. I saw Paisley, I was visited by angels, I had to do something, so I grabbed Chris by the dick, and I held hard, and I didn't let go. You know, there's a very good possibility, in light of both his personality and his looks, that no one had ever touched Chris's dick before. He was a dick-touch virgin, and now the first person that had was a 40-year-old bald guy with a red polyester pizza uniform on. I didn't stop there. I paraded Chris out to the dining room where I announced to both the clientele and my fellow co-workers, "Hey, you want to get Chris to shut up? Grab him by the dick and he'll jump like a roach from Decon." Chris never talked to me again, but my same-age Texas native friend said, "Hey, Ed, you keep kissing ass like that, you're going to make management." I worked there another 3 months. I got signed to Mercury Records the same week I got Employee of the Month. True. Chris stole $100 out of the night deposit bag and got fee-ired. Thank the angels. Thank you very much. That's all true, you know.